Hey, Aloha Love Tribe. This is DJ Valerie Belove with the Bitcoin Peace and Music Podcast, and I have a most unique guest. This is Anonymal, and he is part of, are you the whole heavy metal band, or do you have other people in the band with you? You're a Bitcoin-only heavy metal band, and I'm like, oh, you've got to be on this show. So welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hi, Valerie. It's a pleasure for me to be here. No, I'm not the whole band, for sure. We have musicians, we have people working with us in design and everything. And it's a pleasure for I'm just a spokesperson, okay?
Really? You're the spokesperson?
Yeah.
Okay, well, so let's tell the audience, like, what's Anonymal and how on earth did you guys say we're going to do a Bitcoin-only heavy metal band?
Anonymal is a project that was born in my mind because I am obviously a heavy metal fan. Mm-hmm. And I met Bitcoin some years ago, and I started to think in creating some songs, versions of well-known songs and this kind of meme songs that there is in Bitcoin culture. And then I started to think, well, we can go further than this. We don't have to only make covers of well-known songs. We can have a really original band creating different songs, building in Bitcoin. And this is what we are doing. And it's been a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So obviously you're anonymous. So help me understand. Cause like your Twitter handle has two N's in it. And then the cover on the YouTube has one N. So what's the correct way? So I make sure I'm spelling it correctly.
No,
so that folks can find you.
Yeah. The spell doesn't change. The thing is, Anonymal with one N already was registered in Europe for other group.
Okay,
so
got it.
Took and put two N's in the beginning to differentiate. It's just that.
Okay, cool. I just want to make sure I'm spelling everything and doing things correctly for folks to find you. So this is exciting. So Metamic from Geyser, and both of you guys reached out to me on Telegram, and Metamic was like, dude, you need to meet Anonymal and you have to interview Anonymal because, you know, music and Bitcoin. Yay. And so how did you get in? How long have you been into Bitcoin? How long have you been a Bitcoiner?
Yeah, I met Bitcoin in 2016.
Okay.
And then I started to learn about it. It blew my mind completely. Oh. It really got me in a place where it belongs to my most intimate things that I think about economics and all this kind of thing, because I grew up on heavy metal and we have this anti-establishment culture in heavy metal to defy the status quo of society and this kind of thing. So when I first met Bitcoin, it blew my mind completely. And I started to dig in it and to learning the most that I could about it. I heard all the lectures of Andreas Antonopoulos and so many great people.
Right.
And I was totally orange pilled. And then gradually I started to think in how can I give value to the network? Mm-hmm. And the most valued thing that I know from my perspective is culture and music.
Yeah.
Because I think it is a so powerful language. It is something that connects to the emotion of people, to the thoughts and everything. And then I thought, well, if we can sing about Bitcoin, if we can incarnate Satoshi Nakamoto as a heavy metal singer, giving the finger in the front of the bankers and the governments, I think it would be a very interesting thing to do.
Totally.
Oh, and this is more or less what we are doing. Of course, we are not the owners of Bitcoin. We are just representatives of Bitcoin in our sphere. There will be people that will like what we do. There will be people that will not like. This is normal. There will be people that will fall in love with Anonymal. There will be people that will think it's cringe. It's kind of weird. I remember to send the link to a person and the person responds to me, this is the most weird thing I ever heard.
You're like, perfect. I'm on the right track.
Yeah, for sure. And other people say, well, this song rocks. You're really in the right direction. And you're a very good musician and everything. So it's been very fun since then.
Oh, my God. That is so true. And I mean, I so applaud you for following the thread of what feels right for you in your heart. And obviously, music, to me, music equals emotion. It is like, and it is medicine for our soul. And so we have the power with the vibration of music to like calm ourselves down, relax. We can get sexy and sultry. We can get like raw, woohoo, you know? And so it is a tool for humanity and for our souls, right? And so then when you layer words on top of it that matter, whether they're words that are a beautiful story with Satoshi or whether they're positive affirmations or whether it's like fight the power or whatever, you know, it is like, it's unfuckable with, and I curse a lot. So I talk fast like an auctioneer and I curse like a trucker. So I hope that doesn't offend you or anyone listening.
No problem. We are heavy metal, Valerie.
but like, do you know who we're going to show? I can't wait. We're going to show the audience here, and you guys will get to listen. Obviously, when you're listening to the podcast, we're going to show Anonymal's video that's on YouTube, so you guys can check out what they're up to. And this is going to be super fun. Do you know Richard Real? Have you met Richard Real? You got to join our Bitcoin Creators Lab. I think, I don't know if I sent you an invite, but like we started a Bitcoin Creators Lab for people who are musicians, podcasters, authors, educators, writers, because we thought it would be fun for all of us who were like totally into Bitcoin and creative, like let's talk to each other and collaborate and share each other's work and become, you know, better versions of ourselves as artists and creators and whatnot. And so Richard's in there and he's done some different Bitcoin music stuff too. So I definitely want to get him on. It'd be fun to have you guys on together.
there's a lot of things going on in Bitcoin related to music.
Yeah.
Most of the projects, unfortunately, they deal with the shit coins because they want to build another blockchain to make transactions with the people that make music and the artists and everything. I decided to go in a different path for many reasons. I believe Bitcoin is the only currency we really need. We don't need Ethereum. We don't need NFTs. Of course, we are not haters for people that use other cryptos, but we don't believe in it, and we are never going to use it.
Yeah.
This is Anonymous stand for, in this case, we stand for Bitcoin only. And if we are able to build an NFT with Lightning Network, okay, we can think about it. If not, we will not do it, okay?
Right, exactly. Well, and I think, you know, you speak to a really interesting point because as an artist and as somebody who really, you know, watches artists and musicians suffer in the way that the music industry operates and the way that the world has operated, that, you know, how little money that they earn and these platforms are getting so much. I was just looking this morning again because I wanted to understand, I'm like, how much do people get paid per play on Spotify or Apple or even Tidal? And it's like, I think it's a third of a penny per play on Spotify. It's a half a penny per play on Apple. And it's about a penny, almost a penny on Tidal. And so I'm like, well, gosh, how many times would people have to stream something to earn $100, you know? And I'm like, that's a ton, you know? And so it's really, there's got to be a better way to support the arts and music using the new network, the Bitcoin and the Lightning Network. And I love value for value. I love the idea of the Patreon model. I love the idea of Geyser and what Geyser's doing. Why don't you tell everybody what Geyser is and how you guys started utilizing Geyser for your project to fund?
Geyser is a crowdfund platform built on Lightning Network. And we are together making a crowdfund to try to finance the first Anonymal album. Okay. We plan to release the album 31 October this year. So we are in a hush to finish everything. And this is what we are going to do. We are going to try to get the money from the people that want to support us and go to the studio, record everything. And Geyser has been a very fun and intelligent and wise people to work with. They have several different projects. This is the page for Anonymous. And you can listen to a podcast I recorded with Madamik. You can find some information below with some photos of video clips we are working on. We have this feeling that we are going to make history with this. Of course, it's not easy to get the project funded because Bitcoin is something that is perceived as having so much value. So people are not so willing to donate Bitcoin to anyone. Mm-hmm. So this is one of the barriers that we find. Anonymous is starting from scratch. So we don't have yet a great following, a great content post out there. But we are working, building the best that we can to show people that it's possible to be creative, to work with the emotions of people through music and inspiring them to sing about it, to think about it, and to use Bitcoin in practice. This is what we're going to do, because once Anonymous reaches the wider audience, we want everyone that gets in our path to use Bitcoin. So if we are going to sell a t-shirt, let's say, and the person will pay in US dollars, mm-hmm. they will receive a charge back in Lightning or in Bitcoin or something like this, because we want people to have an experience with Bitcoin, not only singing about it, but really touching it, making a transaction, making a download of a wallet. In the future, we can even make some tutorials in our YouTube page, using our songs to help people to download a wallet, to make a transaction. We can even try to make a riff when transaction is made or something like this, to really engage people in a fun way, to educate them, to make them use Bitcoin, and even to make them understand the volatility of the market. When Bitcoin crashes, it's not the end of the world. Right. Quite the contrary, is an opportunity, because it doesn't mean the money is out of Bitcoin system. Because if someone sold Bitcoin in the all-time high, and now Bitcoin is 50% down, this money is in the hands of someone that earn through Bitcoin, and they are investing in companies, in heavy metal bands or anything. So the money is not out of the system. The money is simply being used in a different way. So we are far from being dead. We are going to rise again, and Bitcoin is going to change culture and change music and change movies and everything. So this is only the start, and this is so exciting to be part of it.
It is. I mean, how has your life changed since you took on this project, like personally?
Well, my life is completely devoted to preaching Satoshi's message.
Yes.
It totally blew my mind. And Anonymous is just a part of this. Of course, I want that Anonymous becomes the main part of it. I hope the project gets successful. But of course, it's not easy to build a heavy metal band from scratch.
Sure.
Heavy metal is not anymore the mainstream kind of song that it was in the 90s. So when Metallica was releasing Black Album, you had global attention. When uh-huh. a smaller heavy metal band releases an album, it's not global attention. So we have this Make Heavy Metal Great Again movement. So
Make headbanging great again. I love it.
Yeah, make heavy metal great again. And Bitcoin can be the tool for this. Of course, without money, you cannot go anywhere in this world. This is the hard reality.
Yeah.
So we want to use the Bitcoin power to really fuel this culture project, that people can meet and see Bitcoin in a different way, not only as something that belongs to the internet nerds, but to normal people as heavy metal listeners that are not so normal, but you kind of get it.
Totally. And I feel like, you know, you nailed it earlier about some people were like, yeah, this is super cool. And other people are like, yeah, not so much. And yeah. The reality is with any music, it's just when you play from your heart and you choose what gets you excited, then it's going to shine through. If you're trying to please everybody, forget it. And like to me as a DJ, I know that from like, if I'm trying to look at every single person on the dance floor and play for every single person, I'm going to fail, you know? Yeah. But if I play from my heart and it's just kind of coming through me from, you know, where the divine, the spirit, wherever it flows, then it's like, okay, I'm going to touch the right people who resonate with what I want to share, you know? Yeah. And it's like super important to stay honest and true to yourself as an artist, you know, and follow what lights you up, because it is hard work. It's not easy being a musician. It's not easy working in a band. It's none of it. And if you're not like freaking high on it, then it's going to take you down quickly. You're not going to have like the longevity to make it, you know, work.
Yeah, this is so true, Valerie. And one thing that is important to say that heavy metal is a very elastic kind of music. We can have heavy metal band, but make a ballad. We can make a more soft song or a transition among inside a song. We don't have to be all aggressive all the time.
Right.
You can mix the feelings. You can have some hopeful atmosphere. You can have some acoustic guitars. You can have electronic music places where you can mix with this. So there is so much potential to the song. So we are not so focused on the label heavy metal. But of course, heavy metal is the main basis of what we do.
I love it. And I, who are your influences? Like, who are your top couple bands or three or four bands that like got that you're like, yeah, these are my guys. I heard you mention Metallica.
Yeah, Metallica is one of the greatest. But of course, Anonymous has different people working it. So we start from Led Zeppelin, Deep Purple, Black Sabbath,
nice.
Moving around for Judas Priest, Iron Maiden. Also, Metallica, Megadeth, Slayer, Creator. We also like some kind of more death metal too and everything, but we are very eclectic in many ways. We love jazz, we love classical music, we love flamenco, we love electronic music. So we are very open to different kinds of music.
Oh, I love it. And so when you mentioned Black Sabbath, it was really interesting because I was just at Red Rocks. I live in Colorado, and I was at a String Cheese show, like String Cheese Incident. I don't know if you're familiar with them. They're kind of bluegrassy, not necessarily 100% my jam, but I like the Grateful Dead. I mean, I like all kinds of music, but I'm a total Deadhead. And they played Paranoid. and I was just like, and all these like little hippies with their straw hats and patchouli were like, wah! And it was like the best. I was so surprised that they pulled that song out.
Yeah, it's so great to have this union among different styles.
Yeah.
And it goes to the collab culture that you were talking about earlier. We can collab with every form of artist and everything. It's very nice.
It is. It's so much fun. And you know, I'm already thinking of like gigs for you. I'm like, okay, you need to go to Pacific Bitcoin Conference and you should be on stage at least doing one song. And I want to share this song as Government Dies. like, you know, just thinking about it. And also being in Miami, you should be at Miami. And I'm like, you need to be up on, you know, at the Sound Money Festival and performing like, hello. I mean, did you go to Miami last year or this year?
No, we could not, but we definitely want to go in the future, probably next year, to go to Europe and United States to show Anonymous everyone.
Absolutely.
And one of the things that it is interesting to say, you're talking about influences. The name of the song, As Government Dies, was inspired by a song that is called As I Die. That it's a very interesting song.
Who's the guy?
I forgot the name of the band. It's Paradise Lost is the name of the band.
Okay.
Paradise Lost, they have this name, this song, As I Die. And when I was writing this song, I said, well, what am I going to talk about? It's in the first song that we're going to release. Well, let's make a statement that Bitcoin is going to win the war against government. This was my inspiration. Yeah. So I took this idea from Paradise Lost and said, well, I'm not the one that's going to die. The government is.
It's, you know, it's funny that you say this, and it's really, it's so serendipitous that like this is, we're going to get to share this song with the audience right now. A woman I'm starting to work with, Lauren of Light, she is amazing. We're going to host an ego death camp tomorrow on Twitter Spaces because, you know, I think, you know, you said you went through this too. When we come to Bitcoin or when Bitcoin comes to us, everything changes. Like once you get it, it's like, whoa. Your old way of looking at the world has to go. Your old way of looking at money has to go. Your old way of looking at, you know, the universe and yourself. So it's really, there is, it's like doing psychedelics. You have like, you do go through an ego death in order for you to shed the things that aren't making sense, that maybe are not true, that aren't working anymore. And then you have like this palette of like, whoa, okay, now what? And it's like, oh, wow, there's Bitcoin and there's love and there's hope and possibility. And there really is a tool for this. It's not just woo-woo stuff, you know, in concept. It's like, no, every single human has to transact value somehow with a money system, a monetary network. And so Bitcoin allows that. And it's just, it's such an important thing to embrace the death and be okay with it and not shun it. But most people, when we have an ego death experience, or when, especially if we're not kind of like actively saying, yay, I'm going to go do this, it's very overwhelming. It's disorienting. Yeah. It can feel scary. It can feel lonely. And I think it's very important for all of us as Bitcoiners. And this is what I love about this, the collection of humans and community network hub of all, everybody's so eager to help each other.
Yeah.
You know, like when you really get Bitcoin, you're like, oh, here, come here. Let me help you. I want to share this with you and I want to help you. It's not like, yeah, go figure it out yourself. And I'm just here for the number go up. It's like, when people really get that, like, this is a revolution, you know, then they want to support each other and they want to support their fellow humans in understanding it and adopting it. And so I think this is so cool. And, I think it's just,
I totally complete agree with you. And it's funny you mentioned the psychedelics because heavy metal has a lot of it into it. When you have the distorted sound of the guitar, the drums, the effects can have a very psychedelic feeling attached to it that it's very awesome. And even in the future, I think that Anonymous can go make more psychedelic thing directly. Because one of the things that I want is to create full albums about Bitcoin history. And one of the main points of Bitcoin history is the Silk Road website. So why not make an animal album called The Silk Road Experience?
Oh, I love it. I love it, love it, love it. And oh my gosh, lots of material there, huh?
Yeah, and we can make a song called Free Ross.
Dude, we definitely need to make Free Ross, Free Ross. I mean, that honestly, like that just struck a huge chord. Like let's make sure that you get that song going. And as you know, like we said, one of the things for me as a DJ and I'm, you know, doing some production myself, but I'm not like you. It's like remixing songs is so much fun. So it's like, if you create this Free Ross song, like you could have, you could have a fun competition or something where it's like, we're going to have a remix contest and whoever,
perfect.
You know, so encouraging people to take it and then just run with it, you know, and have some fun, like, cool, this is a house remix and this is a heavy metal mix and this is the, you know, the techno or whatever. So I think you can do a whole lot of, it's so much fun and, you know, to engage the community. It's just like, and people, like you said, I mean, people learn because they're emotionally interested in something, you know, it's one thing if you're like obviously hyper technical and that's exciting to you, but a lot of folks, that's not how they come to something. And so music is like the gateway to help people kind of open up and like, wow, this is actually kind of cool and kind of fun. And how can I get involved? Like, this is a cool thing, you know, and not just like, whoa, it's cryptography. I'm scared of cryptography. Never mind. I'm going to go back to my life.
You know? You lost your keys, you lost it all. And
yeah, totally. And so it's got to, you know, having the fun flavor is, I think, really, really, really important. So, okay. So I've got this song queued up here. And for those of you guys who can't see, if you're listening on the podcast, why don't you set the stage for As Government Dies? You were talking about, you know, how it comes from As I Die from Paradise Lost. Like, when did you guys write this song?
I wrote the song more or less 1 year ago. It was the first song that I wrote for Anonymous.
Okay.
It's in the key of F sharp minor. And it is a song that I wanted to present Bitcoin through it. So the song starts with a very spooky atmosphere. And then the narrator, the person that speaks, says, "Chancellor on brink of second bailout for banks." That is the words that Satoshi put on the first block of Bitcoin. And then the lyrics come with this idea that Bitcoin is born, is starting, and everything. Then you can check it out and see how it goes.
Okay, cool. All right. So I hope I hope you guys can hear everything. It's the first time I'm doing I'm using StreamYard and I'm broadcasting. I want to make sure the sound, I know the video works. We just want to make sure the sound is rocking and rolling. So here we go. Anonymous, As Government Dies. Make sure the volume is up. Yep, volume's up. Good. You can hear it okay?
Yeah.
Cool. Oh my God.
See you.
Holy shit, dude. Oh my God. Wow. My body is super activated and happy. Oh my God. Hold on. Rage Against the Machine's coming up. We're not going to put them on. Oh my God, dude. Wow. Okay. Your microphone's off. Put your mic back on.
Yeah, that was the purpose. It's make you happy. And that's great.
Holy dude, you guys are so talented. Like, wow, 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 wow. I mean, wow. I'm catching my breath here. I was like, wow.
Well, let me explain a bit about
okay,
the
yeah,
lyrics.
Yeah, you talk.
The lyrics says, time stamp, go, here's the first block. Mm. This is a way to educate people about Bitcoin with music. Most of the persons that will listen to the song, maybe they don't know what is a timestamp.
Yeah.
That Bitcoin runs using timestamp as something very important to keep the network updated with all the transactions. Mm-hmm. And then you put a timestamp in the transaction to the network to be able to see who sent money to who. And this is a so important point of Bitcoin. And it's a fun way to talk about it. So it's timestamp, go, here's the first block. A new world now begins.
It does, right? Like you just think about it, that moment in time. It's like before that first timestamp and then after. Yeah. It's like, it's perfect. It really is. It's before and after. Okay, the new world is here. The new world, guess what? Game on, everybody. And it's either going to work or it's not. And guess what? It's working.
It works.
Oh my gosh.
It's so good to put this in music. Because it doesn't matter, Valerie, if people like heavy metal or not. Right. Every Bitcoiner must love this intro.
Oh, my God. Of course they will. And I can't wait to share this and get this, like, other people, like, using this as their theme song and all your music as different fun. Can I use this sometimes? It, like, some clips of it inside of the podcast? Would that be okay? And I'll, of course, credit you. And
perfect.
And it would
be
fun to celebrate. And, oh my gosh. Wow.
We have this open source mentality. Of course, everyone can use it. There is no problem.
And
one of the things that we wanted to put in this lyric is that Bitcoin creates history because it has the history of the transactions and it's immutable. And this is so strong in my point of view as Bitcoin works. Because something immutable is quite the contrary where the policies of the governments work, where they can change things as they want.
For folks who may not understand what immutable is, who may not be Bitcoiners yet, who are listening to the, I say yet, who might be listening to that, can help them understand why it's so important that the ledger is immutable. What's the difference?
Yeah, this is very important because when governments print money, they can change how much money goes into an economy and they create inflation. So with Bitcoin, you have this cryptographic nature and firewall to stop people from printing more Bitcoin outside the mining system. So immutable means that no one can hack the whole network to change history, because Bitcoin creates history. So when all the network decides that one more block was added to Bitcoin, it says that it was decentralized. It says that it is immutable. so people can trust the ledger from Bitcoin. This is why it has so much power. It has so much utility. And we don't depend on any government to say that we have this money or that we don't have. No, we have the immutable ledger. And this is so important in Bitcoin. And we wanted to put this into song.
I love it. I mean, I'm still, my whole body, I'm like, I'm so excited. I'm definitely revved up and turned on right now in a very cool way.
we take this energy and we say, we fight the banks.
Exactly.
This is so important, Valerie, because we with Anonymous, we are trying to give heavy metal a good content because unfortunately, there is so much heavy metal bands that only talk about demons and the devil and everything. And okay, it's not my point to judge the beliefs or disbeliefs or of anyone, okay? Mm-hmm. But when you only sing about demons and devils and this kind of thing, you kind of lose touch with reality.
Yeah.
And you are using a so powerful language that is heavy metal music to sing about fantasies, more or less. Not willing to make criticism on any views of this kind. But when we use this energy to fight the banks, we are fighting something that is real. It has a format. It has an impact on your lives. Yep. Because banks are so parasitical in nature. They are parasites.
They are the devils. And so this the is real what, they are the real devils. And I really feel like, you know, you think about certain types of music and the underlying emotion of anger and fuck the yeah. system and that. And I think about before Bitcoin, right? It's like all we do is we have this anger and we have this yeah. internal knowingness that something is terribly wrong with yeah, the perfect. Way that the world is operating on many, many levels, not just the finance, but just the whole world in general. And so we don't know how to channel that anger, that energy, that fury, that like, I just don't feel right as a human, you know? And it's like, rah, I'm going to just do this. But now it's like, I think about it, like a girlfriend of mine told me a long time ago before I became a DJ, she was like, Val, you got a lot of energy, honey. You need to learn how to kind of focus it like a laser beam. And then you can make a lot more impact. And I was like, oh, okay. Got it. Cause you know, I'm all out here and I think about the energy of heavy metal and it's out here and it's like, wow, you know, and it's like, wow, you get to focus it. And now you can have these actionable things that are going to make a real difference other than just getting mad. It's like, I can get mad and I can change the system and I can change the system by using Bitcoin. I can change the system by supporting this network. And I can change the system by saying, no, thank you to fiat. We've got a better way now. We didn't have a better way 13 years ago before this, but now we do. And it's up to us to use it.
Yeah, this is so great, Valerie. And one of the things is that the chorus of the song is not a pessimistic chorus, is a very hopeful chorus, is hold on, my dearest friends. Stay strong, a war is at hand, because we are not going to win this without a war, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And we are here to see this bright and broad victory. So it's a so hopeful chorus. It's not something that you only complain about the government. No, you're celebrating there is a way to win this war. That's so great.
It is. And it's just like, it can be a peaceful war, really. It is a battle and it doesn't need to involve blood. It doesn't need to involve death. It doesn't need to involve that. It really can be like, hey, you know, people who are obviously these powers that be, who are close to the money printer, who are have a vested interest in the old system, of course they're going to try to hold on because they're like, yeah, I get to drive a Rolls Royce or whatever. I get why they would want to hold on to that. But it's like, it's not serving humanity. It's not serving our children. It's not serving the earth. It's not serving the future. And it's like, now we have this tool that can become ubiquitous, which is on its way to do. And we do have the ability on a day by day and a choice by choice basis to make this revolution a reality, you know? Yeah. And I feel like, you know, what you're doing, the work that you're doing is just like, yes, like I'm so excited. And you know, clearly, you know, the reason why I chose Bitcoin Peace and Music instead of just Bitcoin for Peace was because of the power of music and what you said. It's emotions. It evokes emotions. And when we all gather at a concert, you know, where else are you going to get 10, 20, 30, 40, 50,000 people together and just be like, yeah, this is cool. And then it's like, okay, cool. By the way, you guys can, like, you know, get your services in Bitcoin, and you can tip the artist if you want to in Bitcoin, and we can have access while we're already doing something that everybody loves, you know, which is attending music concerts and listening to our favorite artists. It's like, we can bridge both of those and use this as a really cool way to educate a lot of people very quickly.
Yeah. One of the main albums from Megadeth is Peace Sells, But Who's Buying? And heavy metal is often portrayed as an aggressive song that people hate each other and everything. And this is not reality. Of course, heavy metal deals with these most obscure feelings. But it's a way to deal with it, because yeah, there is something that we all often talk about. After a heavy metal concert, everyone gets relaxed, because it's so intense, it's so powerful, it's so much energy and anger and hiffs and everything. But when it goes down, you can really have a great time. People can embrace and hold each other and talk and have a great time together. It's not something that we are going to get unite to make violence against each other. No, it's to celebrate this consciousness that you're talking about.
It's true. And we all need our own version of a release valve, because there is so much of this pent up energy in our systems, right? And if we don't, you know, people frown, like, especially kind of the hippie movement and all this stuff. And I'm kind of fluffy hippie chick. I'm everything. I'm a rainbow. But like, oh, anger is bad and all this stuff. I'm like, anger is great if used in a healthy way and expressed in a healthy way. You can really use it for good, obviously. Yeah. But like, anger and violence are not necessarily what we're talking about. They're two different things. And so it's important that we have release valves for the energy that gets, you know, inside of our systems, you know.
And and the real violence can go without this anger. The person pushes a button and kills 1,000 other people with a bomb, but without this anger. But we can use this human anger to create a consciousness that we must protest against injustices and everything and this kind of thing.
It's fuel. I mean, it's definitely fuel, because it's like the peace protests are great and all that, but it's like the anger in a healthy way, and the outrage and the frustration, and, you know, when used intelligently, like with music like this, the way you're doing it, it really can help our souls individually, and it can help, you know, elevate us as a humanity, I think. I don't know, maybe I'm biased.
Returning to the lyric of the song says, the protocol is working on while hell is breaking loose. This is a so good way to say that Bitcoin is working as the reality is going down. Is everything is melting, everything is going wrong in China, in Europe, in America, in South America, in everywhere. People are passing through so much problems, but the protocol is working. So this is a very, very interesting way to say that Bitcoin is a reality, and it will come in the right time to help these people.
It will. It's like gravity, right? It's like it's working in the background all the time, no matter what. Like, you don't have to believe in it. You don't have to understand it, but it works. If you jump, if you walk off a ledge, like, you're going to fall down. Like, you're not going to escape it and stuff. And it's like Bitcoin is working, whether we're having peace, whether we're having violence, whether we're having, you know, a recession, whether we're not having a recession. Bitcoin is just, whoop, tick tock, 10 minutes. Here we go. Another block. Let's go. Right. And that's like, what else does that? You know, this, it's like a law of nature that is out there now in the wild, and how it's there. It lives. It exists.
Yeah. And the last thing that I wanted to talk about the lyrics is timestamp go. Here's one more block. And node dream now is back. Because I wanted to trace this dream that Bitcoin is to the cypherpunk movement.
Yeah.
It's not something new. Bitcoin is something that we are searching for decades. But it happens to make a working version of it with Satoshi Nakamoto. But we are searching for this for a long time. So it's an old dream that we have, to have a money that is not controlled by these central entities. And I saw that you really enjoy the place that we say, and we are staking sats.
Yeah, I love it all. I can't wait. I want to get, I'd love to get, do you have, I mean, I'm sure you've got the copy of the lyrics written down. Is it on, you know, it would be cool to put in the show notes if that's okay, so people can read them.
Yeah, you know. For sure. You have this in the YouTube link. Uh-huh. You can go there and there's the lyrics.
It'll have, okay, cool. Perfect. Perfect. And so we'll put all these things in the show notes for everybody to get a hold of. Wow. I mean, okay. So I want to go back to Geyser, because I want to see if okay. So for Geyser, and I haven't set anything up for my own stuff yet. We have a new project that we're working on, actually, that is, we're going to try to see if we can do a campaign just like you. For Geyser, they go in and people log in. Hold on. I'm going to go share the screen, because I want people to support you, and I'm going to support you and get my wallet out here and make it happen. So hold on a second. Okay. So we're on Geyser. So for folks who are listening on the podcast, it's a geyser.fund/project/anonymal, anonymal. And okay, so you can go there and then it'll say fund the project. You guys are looking to raise a certain amount. How many sats are you trying to raise? You're trying to raise about half of a Bitcoin.
Yeah, half cool. A Bitcoin.
Half a Bitcoin. Awesome. And then so it says you're at about 2%. So we got to get you guys some more sats here. How, and then just when you say fund this project, people, it's super easy. We click it and then we say donate to this idea, donate to get a reward. This is like Patreon kind of thing. Ooh, you can get a t-shirt and poster. You can do a comment. Yeah. Have you, okay. So I'm going to do this. And I'm going to donate to you guys. I'm not going to do it right this second, but I'm going to do it after we get off this show.
No problem.
How has, have you made some new friends and fans? Like, you know, looking at the folks who've donated to you guys, I love that they're putting up gifts here.
Yeah, for sure. People in Geyser are very fun, very, very likable. Everyone is having so much fun doing this, because there is a lot of good options for you to fund in Geyser, not only Anonymal. You have great content as Bitcoin Racing, Bitcoin for Fairness, the Orange Pill app, Run with Bitcoin, Bitcoin Twitter, a lot of great things going on. And the persons that donated to our project are very nice persons. They are following us on Twitter. They are getting in touch with us. And this is something that we can talk about it. If anyone is listening to this show and wants to work with Anonymal in some way, there are so many possibilities, Valerie, that we can make marketing campaigns. We can make songs for some event. Even for the conferences about Bitcoin, we can make a song about it. Even we can encrypt a wallet in our lyrics of the song.
Whoa. Okay. That sounds like a little bit above my brain pay grade there.
Well, let's remember, Bitcoin wallet is a 12 or 24 words that you can make a Bitcoin wallet, okay?
Okay.
So if you have these 12 words and you know the wallet, you can create a song with these words and then give tips to people to say, well, do you want to find the treasure? Oh, there is half a Bitcoin there.
Oh, whoa. Okay, cool. That sounds really fun. Like it could be it could be really interactive. I mean, there's so much fun stuff to do. Yeah. Can you hear me?
There,
I think. Okay. There's so many fun ways to engage now with our audiences using the Lightning Network, using, you know, podcasting 2.0, using places like Geyser, using places like GitMash and Albie and all the other things that are in the pipeline for, you know, engaging with our audiences and, you know, getting rid of the middleman. Right.
Yeah.
And really starting to have some more fun and community out there. I really like the idea of you guys. Like, you guys are really talented. I like listening to that track. It was super cool.
Thank you so much. And Getting Rid of the Middleman is a great name for a song.
Getting Rid of the Middleman. Well, it's interesting. I was at the Beef Initiative conference this last weekend, and I met a rancher. He was probably, in his 70s, right? And he's just like, what's Bitcoin? Why should I use it? And of course, instead of me being intelligent and asking him questions, I just blurted out an answer like, oh, you can use it for saving for the future and non-inflation. And he's just like, I don't save. I am, every week, every dollar that comes in goes out. And I was like, oh. And I was like, well, how much are your credit card processing fees? And I'm like, and how long does it take you to get your money? And he was like, well, sometimes like a week or a month, and I get chargebacks and all this stuff. And I was like, well, if you use IBEX or you can use other stuff, but somebody from IBEX was there. I'm like, instead of 3%, you can pay 0.5%. And I'm like, that's going to save you 83% on your merchant fees. And he was just like, oh, okay, I want to learn about Bitcoin. And so it was just as simple as that, and I realized like, wow, I have a lot. I have to make sure that I'm listening and asking questions before I'm offering, solutions. But, the middleman does serve a purpose in certain things in the world. It's not an evil entity, this middleman, but like, I think it's gotten bloated, it's gotten overweight, and it's gotten manipulative. Perfect. And I don't think we need to have the middleman so much all the time in every transaction that we create with each other. And so,
yeah, and especially there is one middleman we want to get rid of. It is the central bank.
Bye-bye central banks. I know they don't like hearing this, because that's like, I want to live. And so this will be an interesting thing, to see how the next couple decades play out and what really is going to happen with people as all these other currencies are starting to collapse. And it'll be an interesting journey of seeing what happens. Any final thoughts that you want to share with anybody about Anonymal and where they can find you and how they can support you?
Well, it's been a great pleasure to be here with you, Valerie.
It was a great talk.
It was a pleasure to meet new people here. Get in touch with us with Twitter, with our Geyser Fund. Get in touch in the song that we released in YouTube. There is a wallet if you want to donate through there also. And most of all, let's think together. How can we help each other pushing Bitcoin forward? Because Anonymal is not about Anonymal. Right. Anonymal is about Bitcoin. We want to serve the community. We want to help the community. We want to create the best content that we can to help people to sing about it, to learn about it, to really engage with this content in a way that is fun, that is creative, and that can change their lives. I'm totally sure, Valerie, that in 10 years, someone will contact me and say, hey, because of Anonymal, I started to deal with Bitcoin and you changed my life. And this is it. And I'm so glad that this was going to happen with Anonymal or without Anonymal, because Bitcoin is what really matters. And Anonymal is here to serve the community in the best way that we can. Maybe you can see that now we are very small, but we can become really big. But what matters is that Satoshi's message can go further, and we can create this consciousness among humanity to deal with things in the best way that we can. And Bitcoin is a great professor of how we can do this. So it's so much gratitude on our side being here on the show, and that everything that you've done for us, and you can count on us that we can go and make partnerships in the future.
We're going to have so much fun. I love this interview, and I'm so grateful to know you. And this is like, what you had said was like, oh, we're small, but I'm like, so was the first block, right? Yeah. It had to start with something. And so for all of us out there, it's like, we have to start somewhere, keep that seed of that dream alive. And we know that like, we are so blessed that we got this gift of Bitcoin from Satoshi, and look at you and I are now, we're friends because of Satoshi's dream, right? Like, okay. And music. Okay. Thanks. I love it. I'm so grateful. Okay, everybody, this is awesome. And so make sure for those of you listening on the podcast, please go follow Anonymal on Twitter at ANONYMAL_BTC. And you can also go to geyser.fund/project/ANONYMAL. Make sure you follow them and the group and go donate some sats and say hello and share the messages out there and follow the YouTube channel and make sure that you guys are following all this music. It's going to be so much fun to see what you guys are up to. My name's DJ Valerie B. Love. I am your host. You can follow me on Twitter and you can get the show notes with all the links that we're going to put in at djvaleriebelove.com. And of course, go to fountain.com or fountain.fm. And that's a new podcasting 2.0 app. You can support your favorite artists. And I think another cool thing, you know, that we didn't mention is their splits that they have on Fountain, right? And so like for us, if you and I were going to, if we start saying, oh, cool, I want to use some Anonymal's music, And we're putting it on Fountain, then we can do splits and we can be like, okay, Anonymal's going to get some of the sats. Val's going to get some of the sats. My producer's going to get some of the sats, you know? So it's a fun way to show love for the creators in your life, you know? There's so many good episodes and podcasts of folks out there for Bitcoin and Bitcoin knowledge. But I'd like to do this at the end of the show. So let's everybody take a big inhale together. Okay. We'll inhale some love. And exhale peace and gratitude out to the world. Thank you, Spirit, for bringing us all together. Thank you, Satoshi. Thank you, Love. Thank you, Life. And thank you, Anonymal, for coming here on the Bitcoin Peace and Music podcast. Blessings to you and your family. So grateful. Yay. All right. Peace, love, and aloha, everybody. All right, Love Tribe. Thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate and rely on your support. So please share, like, and subscribe on your favorite listening apps. Our favorite listening app is Fountain.fm. Guess what? You can go listen to this podcast. And if you feel that you're getting some value, you can stream us some sats. And that'll help us with our production costs so that we can keep bringing you the absolute best content regarding Bitcoin, peace, and music. All right. Peace, love, and aloha. Wishing you the most blessed day.